Bill Spinnenweber is general manager and part owner of the Marymount Inn. He decided to buy the Christmas elves and had them refurbished. I asked him why.
The elves were one of the strongest childhood memories I had growing up, and I had tracked it down back in 2004, and I found out that a few of the Boy Scout troops on the west side of town had it, and I went and looked at it, and I kind of half-kiddingly said if they ever decided to sell it to let me know. And that time they said that they were actually, you know, going to be putting it to auction that at the end of that season in 2004. So in 2005 is when the auction took place, and I was able to buy it at that time.
Spinnenweber says Shillitoe's had elves on display during the Christmas season before 1979, but he says that's the year the window display designers went to the company and asked to make their own elves and window scenes from scratch. The retailer agreed, and team members worked on their own time to create new elves and display scenes. Recently, six members of the original team went to work restoring the elves that Spinnenweber owns, and they recreated the window scenes, which are now on display in Santa's workshop at Newport-on-the-Levee. Cindy Waxman is the head elf restorer.
Mechanically, they were in good shape. They were built really well to begin with. Over the years, the clothing had faded, the faces were damaged, torn. So I remade a lot of the faces. I cleaned up as much as I could to keep the original people to look the way they do. And just really, they're almost like individual prototypes. Each one had to be gone over and decide whatever it needed.
Well, we're here at Newport-on-the-Levee, where the display is up. Let's go take a look at some of these.
Okay, let's go. A lot of it is original. Some of it has been updated. And, for instance, we have some of the elves playing outdoors. They're throwing bean bags, fishing, ice skating. And then one of the most fun things that we did this year is we had an original architect's table, but we had no story to go with them. So we found drawings of how to put an airplane together online. And then one of our friends, Martin Wagner, actually built the little airplane, and that's on display. And it looks like the architect is designing it, and there's a sample and a prototype that's been made.
Now we come to a really big display case, and a whole lot of woodworking activities going on. These elves are really busy here.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite room, because this was built to look exactly like the workshop that we built these elves in a long time ago. All the original work tables and the tools, all the little elf tools are handmade. They have a time clock, they have safety equipment, fire extinguisher, the elf aid first aid kit on the wall, everything that you would find in a normal workshop. And then across from that we have, this is the gift wrap area and the sewing area. In the sewing area, they're making stuffed bears. And so all the trappings of that kind of activity are all over the floor, and they're not the neatest elves. They're really into their work. But we have original sewing machines that were built in 1979. That's from the original scene.
In other display cases, elves are creating candy canes, painting Christmas toys, preparing gifts for shipment on Santa's sleigh, and using telescopes and a radar screen to track Santa's deliveries around the world. I'm Steve Hirschberg.